Richard got married to a figure skater, and he bought her a dishwasher and a coffee percolator, and he drinks at home now most nights with a TV on and all the house lights left up bright. I'm gonna blow this damn candle out. I don't want nobody coming over to my table. I've got nothing to talk to anybody about. All good dreamers pass this way someday, hiding behind bottles in dark cafes, dark cafes. Only a dark cocoon before I get my gorgeous wings and fly away. Only a face, these dark cafe days.
Joni Mitchell. They have Blue on record here. Can you believe that? They have Blue on record. I've been looking for that record for God knows how many years. Oh, that was amazing. It really felt like she was in the room. Because I'm in the radio station here and... In the booth, I guess, the studio itself, there's speakers all around the walls. And it plays at just the right volume, too. It's not too loud, but it's not too soft. Like, it's loud, as music should be listened to. But comfortably so. They got it to the right... volume. But, anyhow, it just... Because of the ambiance and the power of the speakers, and I'm in this square room with nothing else, and it's dark, I turn off the lights, and it's just playing at such that it really feels like she was there with me, playing the piano, singing. I was in a room, I was in like a dark bar, and what I imagine the 1960s, I don't know when this was released, I think it's 1970 exactly. Let me see. Let's see if it says on the record. It should, somewhere. I don't want to get this wrong. All selections copyright 1971. I think that means this was released in 1971. So what I imagine 1971 ambiance to be. I don't know how to describe that. But it's a dark bar and she's on the stage and it's wooden... lifted up a little bit, you know, set up from the floor, and there's a spotlight on her, and she's turned to the right, she's playing the piano, golden hair, bright in the lights, she's wearing blue, obviously. And the piano, it moves and flows, the notes just flow in just the right way to match what she's saying in the song. It's not, she's following, maybe she is just following straight music theory, but it feels more emotional than that. It really is the most natural of chords. There's not a chord that she could have put in there that would have said what she was trying to say any better. Great song. Is it right to be the cynical or to go, what greater human emotion than love? From what I've heard, it's great. That's what people say. And Richard is such a cynical, pretty men to tell you pretty lies, pretty lies, pretty lies, pretty lies. He just sounds pretty resentful. didn't come off too well in the song, if I'm being honest. I didn't like Richard. I think Joni's right. I guess I can go back to the script now. I turned off the lights. Now I can't see anything for the ambiance of it. I can kind of read it. Next up, I have Kitchen Confidential. It's a memoir. I don't know what the difference is between a memoir and an autobiography. If there's any listeners out there, please call in if you know the difference between a memoir and an autobiography. What's the difference? Because in my mind, they're the same thing. It's just somebody talking about their life. And Anthony Bourdain wrote this book of about his long tenured career in kitchens. As a line cook, as a chef. Again, this is another book that I've started a number of times. It's if you've been listening for this whole time, which I think is nobody. It's been 3 hours. If you've stuck all the way through from when I got on air at about 1:30. 12:30. It's been an hour and a half. If you've been listening for 90 straight minutes, quiz to prove that you've been listening this whole time. What poem did Charles Bukowski did I read? Or you can answer the question, if you've really been listening, who was the first author of the first book that I read? Please call in if you have those answers. And you'll win, am I allowed to say? It's a joke if I say you'll win $1 million, but I'm scared that it's going to get back that somebody heard that on the radio. And I'm going to get sued for $1 million because they called in and they said it's answer correct. And then they're like, where's my $1 million? And I said, I don't have $1 million. And they're like, you said on the radio, and anything you say on the radio is legally binding. So just look in the handbook. It's there. So I'm not going to say it. But I said it, but I feel like I gave enough of a alibi, of a disclaimer, not an alibi, disclaimer, to avoid any potential lawsuits. So, Anthony Bourdain passage. I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read it. For the rest of that summer and the later summers, I'd often slip off by myself to the little stands by the port where one could buy brown paper bags of unwashed, black-covered oysters by the dozen. After a few lessons from my new soulmate, blood brother and bestest bud, Monsieur Saint-Jean, who was now sharing his after-work bowls of sugared vin ordinaire with me, too, I could easily open the oysters by myself, coming in from behind with the knife and popping the hinge like it was Aladdin's cave. I'd sit in the garden amongst the tomatoes and lizards and eat my oysters and drink my mispronunciation, Krobenbars. Ugh. France was a wonderland for underage drinkers. Happily reading Modesty Blaise and, excuse my mispronunciation, Kansas Jammer Kids and the lovely hardbound Bons Denizé from France. Until the pictures swam in front of my eyes, smoking the occasional proliferated gitane. And I still associate the taste of oysters with those heady, wonderful days of illicit late afternoon buzzes. The smell of French cigarettes, the taste of beer, that unforgettable feeling of doing something I shouldn't be doing. I had of yet no plans to cook professionally. But I frequently look back at my life, searching for that fork in the road, trying to figure out where exactly I went bad and became a thrill-seeking, pleasure-hungry sensualist, always looking to shock, amuse, terrify, or manipulate, seeking to fill that empty spot in my soul with something new. I think it was Monsieur Jean Saint-Jean's fault, of course. But of course, it was me all along. Anthony Bourdain. Tough. Foreign words. I butchered those, I'm sure. Butchered. Somebody's rolling in their grave. But of course it was him all along. We are who we are in this world. and you cannot point fingers to anything, to anybody. Without going crazy, thinking I am who I am because of this moment, that person, that incident. It's an accumulation of experiences all poured into this vault, a witch's vault, and is just stirred continuously by a 7-foot-tall witch with a black cat, green skin, long nose, mole on it and everything, heckling and heckling and heckling as psychoanalysis and psychologists try to figure out why we do the things that we do, why we are the people that we are. I don't know. Nobody knows. That's my humble opinion. Nobody knows. I'm gonna put on Beethoven. I'm on a Beethoven kick. But I want like a really long Beethoven song. Like the longest, just a okay. Arreglio Vince e con Pio. That's the name of the song. Sorry about that. There. Well, it sounds like I'm frolicking in a field somewhere with a microphone to my ear, to my mouth, with the bunnies. Bunnies are bouncing all around. A couple of goats in the distance munching on whatever goats eat. I've heard that they eat poison ivy. Poor goats. Or I guess they... I mean, if you find... If goats are smarter, they would be unstoppable because they're the only thing that can eat poison ivy. And if you got a little gang of them together, started a poison ivy farm, they would eat until then, from when the time the sun came up in the sky to the when the sun went down at night. They would be munch, 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 munch. Because nobody, there's going to be no rabbits eating their poison ivy. They would have the most protective garden by chemistry and biology. I am in heaven here, honestly. This is what I think I've been looking for all these years. If somebody had shown me this place, a lot of problems would have been solved. This is it. There's so many records. There's more songs that I could possibly ever listen to, and I'm in a dark room with music blasting around the walls, and there's nobody to see me kick and dance and sing along and let loose of everything. When the song's playing, you think I'm sitting down in this chair? I'm getting up. This is perfect. Everybody should do the radio. My secret is to pick a time slot that's at midnight so that nobody else is playing after you, and then you get to just play through the night. If this ends up being my last episode because I get an angry email that I got caught, see, my time slot was supposed to be 12 to 1, but I looked at the schedule and I saw that nobody's on from like until 8 a.m., right? So why not stay on? Who's going to catch me? And then I get an angry email. You have broken several rules of the radio station, and you have effectively been removed, put on radio probation. The complex bond between fathers and sons. A cherished contemporary classic of investigative journalism into the wild blazes with power and luminosity on every page. Yeah, I couldn't have said that better myself. I'm glad I read that. So that's the passage. I mean, that's what the book's about. And if that interests you, read it. And I forgot what passage I wanted to read, so I'm looking at what I bookmarked here. Yeah, this is it. Here we go. Kai invited me home for dinner. Later, I unrolled my sleeping bag on her floor. Long after she fell asleep, I lay awake in the next room, listening to her peaceful exhaustions. I convinced myself for months that I didn't really mind the absence of intimacy in my life, the lack of real human connection, but the pleasure I had felt in the woman's company, the ring of her laughter, the innocent touch of a hand on my arm, the exposed my self-deceit and left me hollow and aching. Everybody wants to be loved. Let's follow that passage, what I got written down. In My Life by Johnny Cash. Good choice, Reed. This is the first one I feel pretty good about. And if they don't have it, I'm gonna be bummed out. I gotta charge my computer. Again, why are there so many? Okay, do it by artist. Johnny, so that's a G. Johnny, John Legend, Johnny Cash. Yes, there it is. Boom. Next up, place it here. Is Johnny Cash In My Life. And while you listen, think about all the people in your life that love you and you love.
There are places I'll remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead, and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. Affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more. In my life, I love you more.
That's the kind of song that has to be sung by an old man. And Johnny Cash is an artist that, as he aged, maybe I shouldn't even speak. Yeah. Let me leave some space after that song. It's too late now. Hope you had your moment, because the jerk on the radio started talking and... Well, you can turn off the radio if you want. You don't gotta listen to me. Did that. No, I don't want to do that one. I just read that. I read that too. Well, I've been reading On the Road, which is pretty good. I'm losing my quickness. It's 2 in the morning now. Oh, there's more songs I wanted to play. I'll play some Beethoven in the background here. Beethoven. Search. Who is Camper Van Beethoven? Please call in if you know. Raise your hand if you're listening. Place there. I'm sure I should have played a PSA, but it's okay. I shouldn't be on here anyways. How are you all doing? Happy Halloween. If I'm being honest, I don't care about Halloween. I don't like Halloween. Halloween means nothing to me. I don't care about Halloween. Don't ask me about my Halloween costume because I don't got one. And I don't know what I am. I'm just wearing a shirt and jeans because I'm that guy. Doesn't want to wear a costume. We all talk about wearing the costumes for so long. What are we going to wear? What are we going to wear? What are we going to wear? And then you go to some store and buy some crap you don't need for one day. And then you got more crap you don't need. It's just, I'm tired of crap I don't need. Let's put on RD Main. That's on in the background here. Oh no, I messed that up. Sorry about that. Beethoven. Do that again. Okay. Where, there, play. That should be playing. Yeah, I can hear it now. Creates a nice ambiance. Makes me sound smarter. Anything I say when there's classical music playing in the background sounds like I'm Benedict Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch. That man was bound for greatness with a name like that. How can you not be Benedict Ben and Jerry's? Ben and Jerry's. I had Ben and Jerry's s'mores today. And it was delicious. But I'm wondering how they get that s'mores flavor. How do they do it? Is it is it straight up marshmallow chocolate? Graham cracker? Because I tasted all those things. I tasted them individually. And I was amazed because either they literally got those pieces in there or they got some mega syrup that hits all different three flavors at the... But I think that Ben and Jerry's is legit, right? Or is it just like, oh, Ben and Jerry's. Like, people pay more for Ben and Jerry's. It's significantly more expensive. It's like, they got a little one. My friends ran to the supermarket because there was a deal on Ben and Jerry's. I think they just really wanted ice cream. But it was like 70 cents less. It was $3 instead of $3.79. And the dude bought a candle online for $20 the day before. Like, you're gonna sprint to save 70 cents? I can get you 19 and 30 cents more dollars. Here's a tip. Don't buy online candles. Just be happy with the way the world smells. Although, there's nothing like the incense in church. God. I can smell it now. If I could smell it all the time, and I swear to God, I see God when they do that. It works. It works. Yeah. And I think I need to read on the... I'm getting better at reading. Like, it's one thing to read the words, but it's another thing to be transported into a different world and really just be there. Because that's the power of the book. It can take you... It can make you experience anything. If it's in the pages and... You do the work, the author does the work, it's all there. You can go anywhere. and totally change everything. Yeah, that means nothing. What am I even saying? I'm trying to say something. That's the problem. I'm trying to say something. Really, I got nothing to say. So it just sounds like I'm using major hit words to make a point that's not really that profound. Raise your hand if you're out there listening. I hope nobody is out there driving and raises both hands and there's a tragic accident because of Reed's Reading Room. It's going to be my tagline. Isn't it so uncomfortable when people choose their own tag? Well, I guess that's normal. It's different from a nickname. You got to choose a tagline. Well, it should be natural, I guess. You just say it without thinking. Like Joey from Friends. How you doing? I use that. Not because he did it, because it's just a greeting. I never got that. Anybody that's been sexually aroused by Joey's "How you doing?" on the friend on the show Friends, please call in and explain to me why that is so alluring. If you were to close your eyes, obviously Matt, whatever his name is a hunk of a man, and it's not. I'm saying like if it was anybody. Is it just him, or is it something about the voice, the how you doing, the showing that you care? But also, it's not really a how are you doing. That's not what he's saying. He's not really asking, how are you doing? It's like, oh, it's like, how you doing? Like, you. I like you. Is it telling that he likes him? Please call in and explain that to me. Obviously, I would sleep with Joey from Friends. Not saying I would. I am a human being. I'm going to try to read Small Talk again because I like that poem, and maybe the gods will tell me that it's okay to read the poem now. Small Talk by Charles Bukowski. Alright, while we are gently celebrating tonight, while crazy classical music leaps at me from my small radio, I light a fresh cigar and realize that I am still very much alive and that the 21st century is almost upon me. I walk softly now towards 5 a.m. in this dark night. My five cats have been in and out looking after me. I have petted them, spoken to them. They are full of their own private fears wrought by previous centuries of cruelty and abuse, but I think that they love me as much as they can anyhow. What am I trying to say here is that riding is just as exciting and mad and just as big a gamble for me as it ever was, because death, after all these years, walks around in the room with me, speaks softly, asking, do you think that you are a genuine writer? Are you pleased with what you've done? Listen, let me have one of those cigars. Help yourself, blank, I say. Death lights up and we sit quietly for a time. I can feel him here with me. Don't you long for the ferocity of youth? He finally asked. Not so much, I say. But don't you regret those things that have been lost? Not at all, I say. Don't you miss, he asks slyly, the young girls climbing through your window? All they brought was bad news, I tell him. But the illusion, he says. Don't you miss the illusion? Hell yes, don't you? I ask. I have no illusions, he says sadly. Sorry, I forgot about that, I say. Then walk to the window, unafraid and strangely satisfied to watch the warm dawn unfold. Charles Bukowski. That's not what I thought it was going to be.
I looked up Looney Tunes. I wanted Looney Tunes. That was heavy metal rock. Sorry, that kind of disturbed the mood that I was trying to set. Damn young kids with their rock and roll music. I don't want to work on Maggie's farm no more. Okay. Yes. This is a passage from On the Road. We were telling these things and both sweating. I had completely forgotten the people up front, who had begun to wonder what was going on in the back seat. At one point, the driver said, "For God's sake, you're rocking the boat back there!" Actually, we were. The car was swaying as Dean and I both swayed to the rhythm of the it of our final excited joy in talking and living in the blank, traced end of all the innumerable riots, angelical particulars that had been lurking in our souls all our lives. "Oh, man, roared Dean, "and it's not even the beginning of it. And now here we are at the last stage, going east together, and we've never gone east together. Sal, think of it. We'll dig Denver together and see what everybody's doing, although that matters little to us, the point being that we know what it is, and finally time, and we know that everything is really fine." Then he whimpered, clutching my sleeve, sweating. "Now you just dig them up front. They have worries. They're counting the miles. They're thinking about where to sleep tonight, how much money for gas, the weather, how they'll get there, and all the time they'll get there. Anyway, you see, they need to worry and betray time with urgencies, false and otherwise pearly obnoxious and whiny. Their souls really don't be at peace unless they can latch onto it and establish a proven worry and have once found it, they are assume facial expressions and go to fit and go with it, which is, you see, unhappiness. At all times, it flies by them, and they know, and that too worries them. No end. Listen. Well, now, he mimicked, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't get gas in that station. I read recently in the National Petroleum News that this kind of gas has a great deal of octane gook in it, and someone once told me that even it had semi-official high-frequency cock in it. I don't know. Well, I just don't feel like it. Anyways, man, you dig all this. He was poking me ferociously in the ribs to understand. I tried my wildest best. Bing, bang. It was all yes in the back seat. The people up front were mopping their eyebrows with fright and wishing they had never picked up us at the travel bureau. It was only the beginning, too. What day-to-day and things in your life do you think about? Maybe too much. Missing out. The only thing you have, which is here now.
It's late. I'm tired. Oh, but I don't want to sleep. I just wish I could stay here forever.
And time doesn't exist. And I can play songs I like into the FM.
You guys want to hear? Call in if you're listening. At 2:36... about to be 2:37 in the morning. If you're a real diehard, 91.5 Medford. WMFO, Tufts, Freeform Radio. How's that radio voice? Am I killing it? I'm going to be a radio star. I met kids back in the 1940s. I keep thinking there's somebody there, but it's just the shadows. That they dreamed of being a top radio man. Nobody dreams of being the top radio man anymore, except for me. I'm going to have the most listeners in the greater Boston area because all I want is power. This chair has all the power. I have all the power. More listeners than the MIT station. I am at war with MIT, I'm realized. I'm on the track team as well, and one of our biggest competitors to us is MIT. Here at the radio station, they got a bigger radio network over there, whatever, bandwidth, radius of FM signal reaching. See, this is why they do, because a MIT kid could give you the right jargon. I'm muttering along, so. But I'm going to stick it to him. Everybody's going to be listening to Reed's Reading Room. The Rambling Man on the radio. Have you listened to The Rambling Man on the radio? That's what they're going to say. In lines. In urinals. Nobody talks to the urinals anymore. And I think that's a real shame, because there's too much separation between men peeing. I want to be right next to that guy, because you are so vulnerable when you are peeing. Like, if somebody were to, like, if a bear entered the room and you're peeing, you're just not prepared. You're the least prepared. You can't stop it once it starts. Like, a man peeing is at his most vulnerable. He's just got to finish the pee. So that's when you really get to know somebody, is my point. If you get the privilege of peeing side by side with no separation, and you both have a long pee, and it's so long that you comment on how long your pee is, and from there you start talking while you're in already this induced, because to get men to talk at that level is very difficult unless you put them in a situation where they feel vulnerable and let down their guard. And there's no better time than when you're peeing. So tear down the urinal barriers and get the trough back. I want to pee in a trough so I can sit hip to hip with my peeing brothers, my new best friends. Just pee. What's the whole bigabaloo about, anyways? Ad songs. What do you want to listen to? The Night Lurkers of Medford Tufts area? What do you want to listen to? Let me know in the comments below. I watch too much YouTube. There's no comments here. Let's play some Bob Dylan. What do I want to listen to? Bob Dylan. I'm going to have to narrow it down, probably.
Well, I can also organize it by album. I want to listen to...
Tangle Up in Blue Live. That's good. Play that.
Early one morning the sun was shining, she was lying in bed, wondering if she changed it all, if her hair was still red. If folks didn't sit their lives together, sure was it gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And he was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on his shoes, heading out for the East Coast, Lord knows he paid some dues. Getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when they first met, soon to be divorced. He helped her out of a jam, I guess, about to use a little too much force. And they drove that car as far as they could, abandoned it out west, splitting up on a dock that night, both agreeing on it was best. And she turned around to look at him as he was walking away, saying over her shoulder, we'll meet again someday on the avenue, tangled up in blue. He had a job in Santa Fe, working in an old hotel.
But he never did like it all that much. And one day it just went to hell. So he drifted down to New Orleans, lucky not to be destroyed. Well, we got him a job on a fishing boat docked outside Delacroix. But all the while he was alone, the past was close behind. He's seen a lot of women, but she never escaped his mind. And he just grew tangled up in blue. She was working in a topless place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face, and the spotlight's so clear. And later on, when the girl thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there right beside my chair, said, "Don't tell me, let me guess your name." I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. Must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Tangled up in blue. I lived with them on Montague Street in a basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Well, he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it all came crashing down, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Tangled up in blue. So now I'm going on back again, I got to get to them somehow. All the faces we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are truck drivers' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view. Tangled up in blue. Your hair is smooth, oh, now pillow where you lie. But I don't sense affection, no gratitude or love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Your daddy, he's an outlaw, and I wonder about trade.
teach you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees his kingdom, so no stranger does it true. His voice it trembles as he's calling out for it, another plate of food. One more cup of coffee, far below. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Your sister sees the future like your mama and yourself. You've never learned. Read or write, there's no books upon your shelf. And your pleasure knows no limits. Your voice is like a meadow lark, but your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee far to go. One more cup of coffee before I go. The valley below.
You're the reason I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's alright. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway, so don't think twice, it's alright. Calling out my name, girl, like you never did before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, girl, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm a-told. I give her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. I'm walking down that long, lonesome road, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. But goodbye's too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. I ain't seen you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
I should dedicate this song to a lady named Mama, who's sitting in front row. Yeah. To your mama.
Imagine being forced to live outside.
So innocence. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. Empty-handed painter from the streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. Sky too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. All your reindeer armies, they're all going. Who has just walked out your door has taken all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby. You're stepping stones behind. Something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left. They will not follow you. The vagabond is rapping at your door. He's standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, girl, start anew. And it's all over now, baby blue.